With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it is our fundraising edition of Theater Talk, so perhaps you can give the number.
1-877-511-1017. I think everyone knows the number. You know what I think people don't know is on Theater Talk, we have never talked down to the audience, and people tell me they appreciate that. And I think if you do appreciate that, please understand that as we give the number, we are talking to you. I think that in the theater, we call it interpolation, when you see the play and you identify and you realize that it is you who is being spoken to. If you can hear our voices, we are talking to you. And we would like you, please, to call and support WBFO, Theater Talk, and all the programming on this station.
And Anthony is so great to offer us his wonderful expertise on the theater.
Well, it's a great pleasure. It's a great pleasure. I love being at WBFO, and I hope that the people who listen to Morning Edition and Theater Talk recognize it's you that we would like to pick up the phone right now and call 1-877-511-1017. You probably already had memorized the number, but there it is again.
Well, thank you. And we have a lot to get to today because some theater has opened, some new performances have opened on stage, but I do want to get to one obituary first. Of a dance teacher.
Jack Greenan, dance teacher, choreographer, beloved of the community, and by day an algebra teacher in Orchard Park. But he had also been one of that generation of dancers contemporary to Michael Bennett, who was the genius behind A Chorus Line and Dreamgirls. They were very young dancers together, and you know, stars of tomorrow, and remained lifelong friends. And Jack died on the 26th of January at the age of 74. Greatly, greatly missed by so many. I had been in touch with one of his former students, Susie Benzinger. She's the costume designer who did Miss Saigon, the recent revival of A Chorus Line, and you know, 5 Woody Allen films, including Blue Jasmine. And she said, you know, he was my dance teacher and my algebra teacher. And she really credited him with giving her the confidence and the realistic look at show business to actually embark on that career. She said, he was so good to me when I was a kid, and I owe him so much.
Sounds like a great man to honor and remember on Theater Talk this morning. You had a chance to see The Lady with All the Answers.
This is Mary-Kate O'Connell as Ann Landers, and it's hilarious and touching. What I love about this is, you know, Ann Landers, she is the lady with all the answers, and yet she can't get along with her sister. She has no notion that her husband's having an affair. She's so imperfect. It's just Ann talking to you on the night that she has to tell her readers that she's having a divorce.
And another play that you had a chance to see was Some Girls.
Some
so
Girls.
So you go from the one lady to Some Girls.
To Some Girls. That's Neil LaBute in that second-generation theater. This is just an odious man who is about to get married, and he decides that it will be a good idea to visit 4 past girlfriends, 4 women he has jilted, all under painful circumstances. Needless to say, these reunions do not go well.
I was going to say, that's not a good idea.
He dumped one of them right before the prom.
Oh.
He dumped one of them right after her husband found out that they were having an affair. That I enjoyed that too. Sometimes very lowbrow theater is a fabulous guilty pleasure. And I think the third thing I saw this week is certainly of that category, and that's the Kaleidoscope production of Murder in Green Meadows. The title says it all. Doesn't that sound like one of those thrillers that you'd see at a dinner theater? And it has all of those twists and turns and infidelities and lies. And
were you held in suspense?
I was. There's no pretense that this is anything other than what it is, but these are 3 shows that have no ambitions to do anything other than just give you a good time. And sometimes I really, always, I really enjoy that.
And more tradition on stage is Cyrano at 710 Main.
Well, tradition in a couple of ways. The beloved story of Cyrano de Bergerac, the Rostand play. This is Buffalo Laboratory Theater and 710 Main, which people are getting used to the name 710 Main, but for many people that will always be Studio Arena Theater. It's not the full-blown Cyrano de Bergerac. This is scaled down with a small number of actors, but I'm certainly looking forward to seeing Cyrano at 710 Main.
Well, with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.